Hello and welcome to Handelsbanken Insights. Today you'll be hearing from me, Louise Tate, Financial Crime Learning and Development Business Partner for Handelsbanken in the UK, and one of my colleagues from the fraud team. In this episode, we focus on romance fraud, a type of fraud that we don't often hear about, and how you can stay safe and protect yourself from this type of fraud. Romance fraud is actually something that seems to be on the rise, and we're starting to hear a lot more about it. But what actually is it?
So romance fraud happens when victims think that they've met the perfect partner through maybe an online dating website or app. But unfortunately, what often happens is the other person is using a fake profile. The fraudster basically uses the site then to gain the victim's trust and ask them for money or enough personal information to steal their identity. The fraudsters might arrange visits, but then there'll be a last minute excuse as to why they need the money urgently or to pay for a flight or a visa or something along those lines. They might even say that something's been booked, but that their ticket's been stolen. So they'll need more money to then get them out on the next flight in order to see sort of the person that they've been speaking to. Alternatively, they may prey on their victim's sympathies. So quite often they'll tell them stories of a family member being really ill, or if they need money for some sort of urgent medical treatment, if they've got some sort of long-term condition or something like that. So what we often see is once the money is sent, the fraudsters will keep coming back and invent new reasons for the victim to send them more.
So this type of fraudster is in for the long haul.
Yeah, unfortunately. So once the fraudster's kind of chosen their victim, they can keep the scam going for many months and even some, in some cases, years. They've built up trust with the victim, and the victim often does believe that they're having a real relationship. And unfortunately, that's kind of where the nastiness of this scam comes in. The fraudster will, in most cases, have a number of people that they are doing this to as well at the same time.
Romance fraud is unfortunately getting more prevalent, particularly over the last couple of years and during lockdown. So why is this?
Well, unfortunately, during lockdown, I guess more people have more time on their hands and less opportunities for socialising and actually meeting people face to face. So a lot of people took to dating websites. But unfortunately, as many as genuine people out there, there are also fraudsters that saw the opportunity there too. The fraudsters had a really good reason there as well, why not to meet people face to face because of restrictions.
What are the particular red flags that we should look out for?
The fraudsters pretty likely to be met on social media or through dating websites. And the relationship is likely to be held initially through the dating app, but quickly the fraudster will ask to move to another sort of platform such as WhatsApp or another private messaging service. The conversation will sort of move ahead very quickly, but it's pretty unlikely that conversations would be held over Zoom or Skype or anything where basically the fraudster would have to show their face. So instead they'll hide behind kind of photos or short video clips that they've most likely sourced from the internet. Additionally, the person might be based overseas or posted in another country for work, which is why they can't meet the victim face to face. Quite often a sort of pretty prevalent MO is that fraudsters say they're in the armed services, particularly in maybe the US military. And again, that might feed into a reason why they're asking the victim for money to help see sort of family members or to help get them home.
So how can we stay safe from romance fraud?
So it might sound really harsh to say not to trust people, but I guess it's a matter of being cautious. And that kind of just generally comes hand in hand with not sending money to people that you haven't known for very long. So a big thing that we kind of advise is think about how you've met the person, how long you've known them. You know, are they here in the UK or are they overseas? Have you only seen pictures of them? Have you met them in person or over a video meeting where they're, you know, you can see their face and see who you're actually speaking to? And I guess it's just kind of those key questions around why are they asking for money? Does it seem legitimate? And potentially as well, why is it urgent that they need it? And why are they sort of asking you?
Thank you. This sounds like a really unpleasant type of fraud where the victim can feel particularly violated as they've trusted the fraudster for some time.
Yeah, indeed. And often victims are too embarrassed to report this type of fraud as they feel pretty foolish. I mean, I guess it's quite an embarrassing and very intimate kind of thing to speak to people about. Generally, they are likely to have sent some money to the fraudster before they begin to doubt the relationship. And often
it will only be when they speak to friends and family about it who might highlight that it is an issue.
If you need any advice on this particular type of fraud, please speak in confidence to your account manager as soon as possible. Also, use the advice from the industry initiative Take 5 to Stop Fraud, and stop and think about what you're being asked to do. Challenge the person who is asking you to transfer money, especially if the request is urgent, and protect yourself by contacting your account manager or Handelsbanken customer support team on 0800 470 8000 or action fraud as soon as you can if you think you have fallen for a scam. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you found this podcast of interest.